If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter number 4. The Bible says, Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs. Now notice he's got an exclamation point. And how mighty are his wonders. Another exclamation point. I think God got Nebuchadnezzar's attention. Amen. He said, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, a warning shot. Amen? A warning shot. As I was thinking about this and I was reading Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar's telling us his story, and he begins to line this out, and he begins to lay it down, and he says that, he said, let me just give you a warning shot. Let me just give you a warning out. And I thought about that, and when I did, I thought about the Navy and the seagoing vessels when they would do a shot across the bow, and what they would do that shot as a warning. But I got to thinking about that when that shot would go off. If you was that vessel out there that was coming alongside, or maybe in the wrong territory, in the wrong waters, when that boom of that cannon went off, and that shot, you could hear the percussion, and maybe see that projectile as it went across your bow, I guarantee it would get your attention. I guarantee it'd make you stop and think of where you were and what you was doing. It'd make you wonder about the direction that you're going, and maybe whether you might need to slow down, might need to deviate your direction just a little bit, might need to change your course. And I thought about this as I was thinking about Nebuchadnezzar. As he begins to lay this out, the book of Daniel begins to tell us, according to his life, what God had done for him. He begins to tell us of a dream that he had, and how God was giving him a stern warning, amen, from portals of glory. It wasn't from the world that he was getting this. It wasn't from the things that was happening and going on in his life, but it was what God Almighty was trying to show him. I want to say we serve the same God today who's able to look down upon us and give us direction. He's able to give us warning. He's able to show us the way. What is the way? The way is truth and life. And God Almighty, our God, is there to minister to us day by day if we'll just listen. Now, that Nebuchadnezzar says here, and God done something in his life that troubled him. The Bible says in verse 5, he said, I saw a dream which made me afraid. Amen. And the thoughts of my head upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. You know, we're living in a day and hour that there's nobody bothered by what's going on. Amen. We'll just go to and fro, go day by day, and we don't fret, we don't worry, we don't think about what's happening around us. We are to be troubled today, children, of what's happening in America. We are to be troubled today, what's happening in our homes, and our schools, and our churches, and our establishments all over this country. We are to be troubled about what's going on. We ought to begin to wonder, and we ought to begin to pray and seek God's face to see what God can do to make a difference. Now, I say what God can do, because me and you can't change a thing. Amen. We just go on. Amen. Outside of the help of the Lord. Now we can do things. We can accomplish things with God's help. If we begin to pray and ask His seek His face. If we begin to repent of our sins and ask God to help us. Amen. To overcome the obstacles that we face. And we all face so many day by day. They're constantly in our face. They stuff that's constantly happening that would so easily discourage us if we let it. But I'm glad we serve a God today. He's not just any God. He's a great God. He's a God of encouragement, amen, and not a God of discouragement. He's a God that'll warn us and show us the way we ought to go. He's a God that'll love us, praise God, so many ways, and we'll have to like one of them, amen. I'm glad I serve that kind of God today, ain't you? Amen. A God that loves you and looks down upon you, and He sees you as you are, but yet He loves you anyway. Amen. Boy, what a blessing that is to know that God loves me. Amen. No matter how, I praise God, but I begin to see the power, see the same power that Nebuchadnezzar seen. I praise God, that troubles me today that we live, in the hour that we live. But Nebuchadnezzar, there was something that was in his mind, his life, and it was a thing called pride. And it caused him some problems. Amen. Pride caused him problems. He says in verse 4, he said, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourished in my palace. You know what was wrong with Nebuchadnezzar? Like most of us, he had eye problems. Amen? He had eye problems. He thought that he had accomplished all this. And he had accomplished all that. But I want to say, outside of the God of heaven, he couldn't have accomplished anything. But God Almighty, praise God, is there to help us along the way. He forgives us of His power, His might. And He blesses us as the blesser from glory, poured out upon us day by day, that we stand in need of, that you need and I need, to help us and encourage us along this way, so that when we come to the end, we can look up, praise God, lift up our head and say, Jesus did it all. Without Him, amen, we'd have nothing. Jesus said Himself, He said, without me, you can do nothing. But praise God, Paul would tell us, praise God, in Philippians, through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen, we can do all things through Him that strengthens us. That I have power, not of myself and this flesh which I live, but I've got power in Lord Jesus Christ, because He has all power in heaven and earth. He's not relinquished His power, but praise God, I'm glad this morning we can snuggle up into His bosom, crawl up in His lap, get just as close as we can to Him, praise God, and feel the power of His presence. Amen. I don't know about you, that's special. Amen. God gives us that special feeling, praise God, that special anointing from the thrones of grace. So Nebuchadnezzar's telling us here about the warning shot that God gave him, about that shot across the bow. And he begins to, make a proclamation. You know what Nebuchadnezzar had? He had a story to tell. You know, we're living in a day in the world, a lot of people don't want to hear what we got to say, but I'm glad I've got a story to tell. Brother Chris, I'm glad I serve a God who loved me, praise God, in spite of me, come down to where I was, amen, touch my heart, saved me by His glorious, amazing grace, amen, wrote my name in the Lamb's book of life, praise God, He ain't got no eraser, praise God, He wrote her down, penned her down, and He said, I saved Him for my sake, amen. He's a drawing me and a molding me and making me in the likeness of His image. Hey, praise God, He's got the potter and I'm the praise God, He's got me on the wheel. His hand's upon me, praise God, He's molding me and making me. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but you're probably like I am. I need a little bit of the rough edges, Mark. Praise God, rubbed off me every day. Every day I've got some rough edges. I've got some flaws in my body and my life. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God. He's a potter, praise God, He's got His hands upon me. And He won't take His hands off until I'm perfect. Amen. I tell you, I feel sorry for these people that come along and say, well, I wish God just leave me alone. Listen, if God leaves you alone, you're dead. You're dead in your sins and your trespasses. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God, amen, that saves you and never leave you alone. No matter where you go, there He is. We go through trials and troubles. We go through heartaches, praise Lord. But when we get through them, praise Lord, He's right there with us. Amen. He goes through the fire with us, praise God, to come out on the other side. Praise Lord. So He can see us as we shout and praise and give God glory. Amen. It's time for God's people begin to praise the Lord again. It's time God's people begin to lift up His name and praise Him. I tell you what, listen, youngins, we've been too quiet for too long. It's time that we stand up and acknowledge the power of an almighty God. I say the power of an almighty God who has might and power, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He don't worry about this. He's omniscient. He knows everything. Amen. We realize that God knows everything about what's taking place. Praise God. And he tells, Nebuchadnezzar tells us, praise the Lord. He said, when I got to a situation, I got eye problems. He said, God Almighty come. He said, a story I tell is how God come to where I was. I'm glad that we serve a God that's an individual God. I said, we serve a God that's an individual God. He comes to where you are. It don't matter where you're at, praise God, there He is. And He's a watching over you, and He sees where we're at, and He knows what we need. Amen? And He gives those warning shots, a shot across the bow, to get our attention. Amen? We see this COVID-19, and it scares us to death. Amen? It worries us, and we fret over it. And we say, well, and we can pack it off, as Brother Bill said, on somebody else or something else. And we say, well, you know, it's China's fault. China gave us this pestilence, this disease. Amen, this pandemic. I want to say it's not China's fault, praise God. Praise God, it's a warning from God Almighty. We need to wake up and realize that there is a God, and He's still in control, and He still loves us, and He wants to help us. This pandemic ain't from China. It's from God. Amen, man. He said, what is it? It's a warning shot across the bow. Amen. It's a warning. In the beginning of sorrows, we preached on that last Sunday morning. We're seeing these things begin to take place, begin to happen, and we need to wake up. You say, preacher, what do we need to do? We need to repent and seek His face. We need to ask God to forgive us of our sins, to forgive me of my sins. I told you a story of a little old preacher boy when I was preaching up on the mountain down there in Madison County. He come in one Sunday morning after Sunday school, and sitting down there while we was waiting on some folks, and hey, I was sitting there just meditating upon the Word of God He'd put on my heart for that day. And a little old boy preacher, he said, preacher, I've come to realize something. I said, is that right? He said, yes, and I realize I don't have to pray no more. Well, I just sat there and I just kept looking at my Bible. He waited a couple minutes for me to respond. Amen. And when I didn't respond, he said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, what I think about it is when I was a lost man, I didn't know I needed to repent. But praise God, now that I'm a saved man, I know how wicked I was and am, and praise God, and I need to repent every day, ask God to help me. I'm not going to repent no less. Amen. Praise God, I'm going to cry out to God, ask God to forgive me, a sinner. You know what's wrong with the church today? We're scared to death to repent, scared about what somebody might think about us. Let me tell you something, but we're not repenting before men, we're repenting before God. We're asking God to forgive us those sins. Those things that so easily beset us, those things that'll break His heart and make Him sad. Amen. We need to be praying, asking God to help us. Repentance toward God. Paul, in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, the Bible says this in verse number 26. He said, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Hello? If we sin willfully, willful sin. Preacher, what is willful sin? That we know better, but we do it anyway. Hello? Oh, me. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we know? If you're a child of God, you're saved, you got the Holy Ghost of God living in your heart. He's come in, He's set up, He's taken up a dwelling place in your soul. Amen. Praise God. What we do, we take Him, push Him to the darkest, the furthest darkest place of our heart, and we try to contain Him there instead of letting Him have His right away. So that whenever He, praise God, as Brother Charles said, when that backup alarm goes off, praise God, we need to back up and look and see what God's got. Amen. We ignore it. Amen. But He said, but if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, that's Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin. Amen. How do you get the free pardon of sin? You ask Him to forgive you. Amen. It's not rocket science, youngins. God's people, listen, all we got to do is say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Amen. But a certain fearful looking for judgment, fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Amen. That looking for, to expect. Amen. If we got a world and society that's living in open sin, hello? We can expect, praise God, the judgment of God. Amen. It shouldn't take us by surprise when it happens. Amen. We shall devour the adversaries of God Almighty. I wouldn't want to be an adversary, would you? You say, well, I don't know, preacher. Let me just read the rest of this. You'll see why. He said, he that despiseth Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall be, that thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Amen. When the Spirit of grace, when God's a touching your heart and we ignore it. Amen. He said, how much sore punishment will we have when the Spirit of God that lives in you, if you're born again believer. But you know what I'm afraid of today? I believe there's a lot of folks got a profession, but no possession. They don't fear God. They don't mind God. They don't try to do the will of God. They don't try to live right, act right, talk right, walk right. Praise God. I'm glad I'm afraid that God Almighty, I'm glad He's got mercy, because if He wasn't, didn't have mercy, there's a whole lot of folks that'd be in a cemetery. Amen. I believe these folks already there a little premature, because we reject the Holy Spirit of God when He tries to bring us back to God. Amen. For we know Him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge His people. Amen. He said He will judge His people. Amen. Verse 31, listen to what He says. He said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Amen. So God's trying to touch our hearts. He's calling for us to repent. He's calling us to confess our sins, praise God, so that God can clean us up. Amen. Praise God. And lift us up out of that mess. Bible tells Jeremiah, said He'll bring you up that He might bring you out. It amazes me how many people we got that say that they've been saved and born again. God's brought them up, but He don't bring them out. What do you mean, Pastor Jeff? I mean, we come up out of things. We say we got saved, but we dilly-dally around with those same old sins. Amen? I want to say, God ain't in that. God saves you, praise God. He saves you, He brings you up, and He'll bring you out of your sin. And He'll put you in the righteousness of God and living in a right way. Amen. But you know what's happening in the world today? You know what the problem is? We've got churches that don't preach against sin. Amen. You say, preacher, how could it be a church if you don't preach against sin? I don't know, but there's a whole lot of them. There's people on television that said, well, I let other people deal with sin. So in other words, you're not preaching volume of the book. Amen. As a fellow told me one time, said, preacher, you can get, if you, let me just get, and this is a preacher, so called. He said, let me just give you a little bit of advice. He said, if there's certain things in this King James Bible that you can't preach. He said, if you'll leave those alone, you'll be, well, people will be happy, you'll have a big congregation, and you'll draw a big salary. I said, well, it's nothing but a hireling. Amen. But you know, I had an old mentor, most of them probably know, Brother R.A. White, praise God, put his arm around me. I told him that. I didn't tell him the preacher's name, but I said, as an old preacher told me this, Brother White, and he put his arm around me. He patted that old black back Bible he had. He said, son, you can preach anything in this old black back King James Bible as long as you preach it with a heart of love. Amen. He said, people will love you and stay with you. Praise God. It's not what about man thing. It's not what about men want, but it's about what God says that makes a difference. It's the word of truth, praise God, that'll make you free. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. If churches don't preach against sin, the people can't repent. We're wondering why people's living like the devil today, because they don't know. Amen. To our shame, they don't know that the churches are not preaching on repentance. Amen. The churches, what's wrong with them? Churches are not preaching on holiness. Amen. So the people don't know that they need to be holy. Amen. They don't know what sanctification is. Amen. Brother Charles touched on this during Sunday school. They always do. Everything I preach, they mention in Sunday school. So you always get a double portion. Amen. God Almighty, He said, be ye holy because I am. Amen. Amen. He said, be ye. It wasn't a suggestion. God says, be you holy. Be ye holy. Amen. It's a statement from God Almighty. And He gives us the reason, praise God. He said, because I am. Because I am holy. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, why would He do that? Because we can't be in the presence of a holy God if we ain't holy people. Amen. Gives you something to think about it, don't it? Kind of God shooting a warning shot across your bow. And it said, if you profess to be something, praise God, don't profess it if you ain't going to possess it. How do you do that, preacher? By putting forth an effort. Amen. We can't accomplish nothing without effort. And that we overcoming the flesh and being sanctified in the hands of God, set aside, amen, made separate for Him, takes effort. Amen, it does. But we got to do it because God did. And because He's a jealous God. Do you realize God's jealous? If you say you're a child of God, if you've been born again, God expects you to live like it. Amen? You thought I was going to say act like it, didn't you? We're not actors. We're not performers. Amen. We're supposed to be the genuine article. Amen. So we're supposed to try to do right. James tells us in James chapter number 4. In James chapter number 4, in verse number, well, let's just go back to verse number 5. He said, "Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy?" What he's saying here, James is saying the Holy Ghost of God, it lives in us. How many here are saved this morning? Amen. Throw it up like you're proud of it. Amen. Glory to God. He said, those that's saved and born again, praise God. He said, they lust to envy me. He said, listen, God wants to control your life. God wants to administer to you, praise God. And God is jealous of you. Let that sink in a minute. Amen. God is just, when it comes to the devil and our adversaries and the demons of hell, praise God, God don't want them nowhere near you. Amen. Bible said, God said to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Amen. If it looks bad, run from it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I believe if I just snuggle up to it a little bit, maybe I can get close to these people that's living in sin. I can, no, they'll just bring you down. Amen. You'll never pull them up, but they'll pull you down. Amen. It's just like me. If I'm up here, well, just stand up just a minute, please. If I'm up here, can you imagine me trying to pull Jeff up to where I'm at? This little fella, I know, but praise God, listen to what, it don't take much for him to pull me down. But what we're doing, we're living in a world, we're trying to pull people up, praise God, instead of just living for God Almighty, that they might see Him and the free pardon of sin. No, Jesus Christ died for our sin according to the Scriptures, and He rose the third day victorious over death and the grave so that they can too. What are you saying? I'm saying, praise God, a warning shot over the bow saying we need to just lift up the name of Jesus. We need to be bragging on our Savior and telling everybody we see how good God's been to us. Amen. Bless His holy name. Because God is a jealous God. Verse 6 of James chapter 4, he said, but He giveth more grace. Amen. Ain't you glad for the abundance of grace? Yeah, God just poured out grace. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar had a problem. His problem was pride. Amen. I know ain't nobody in here to ever be bound up in pride. Where you go around and say, well, look what I've got. Look what I've done. Amen. A lot of people like to have attention, don't we? Amen. But he said, praise God, God resisteth the proud, but give us grace unto the humble. He said, when people come with a humility in their life, with a humbleness of heart, praise God, God Almighty reaches down to where you are, and He blesses you, and He goes before it. And praise God, everybody that you meet, I will see that humbleness of attitude, but come through loving God Almighty and trusting in Him to meet your need, so that we can go into a lost and dying world and compel them to come in, and they'll want to go where we're going. Amen. If we ain't got it, I don't know why people would want to follow us. That's why people ain't getting in. Amen. You ain't got nothing to bring them into. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwells in us is vain, and he giveth more grace, wherefore we say, He saith, God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. But he said, listen to what he says in verse 8. He said, submit yourself, therefore, to God. He said, preacher, how do I get what I need? Praise God. By submitting to God. By humbly coming before God and say, Lord, I'm nothing but You're everything. And praise God, everything I do, everything I have, everything I'm ever going to be is because of You. And Lord, I'm just going to put my faith, my trust in You. Lord, I'm going to give You praise and honor and glory forever. I expect the good, the bad, the ugly, the hard, the good. Amen. The easy. I'm going to praise God for. You say, preacher, it's hard to do that. It is hard in its old flesh. But when we submit ourselves, God, commit ourselves wholly to Him, praise God, He makes a way. He brings us out shouting on the other side. He said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, we're no match for the devil this morning. Listen, you young people, you are no match for the devil. Now, I know you're young and you think you're invincible. We thought we were too back years ago, didn't we, Chris? When we was about 30-something, praise God, we'd reach and grab something, we'd growl and it'd move. Amen. Now we reach and growl and something moves, but it's not the object. Amen. But praise God, with God Almighty in our hearts, amen. We're no match for the devil, but praise God, I know somebody is. I have a Lord and a Savior, praise God, that's already come to overcome the wiles of the devil. Praise God, He has strength, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. Praise God, Brother Kevin, He can lift us up, praise God, and we can't crawl. Amen, praise God. And you get too low, He'll just pick you up and carry you. Amen. You know the times, you remember the times when you got so low, you was lower than a snail's belly, and God Almighty just come by and scooped you up in His loving arms, pulled you unto Himself. Amen. Lift you up, praise God. He whispered in your ear. He said, it's all right. I got you. I love you, praise God. I'll take care of you. I'll bring you through this, praise the Lord. I'll set you on the other side. Amen. You thought at the time, Brother Jeff, you thought He was just going to get you through that little difficulty. But He was thinking way ahead of that difficulty, Miles. Amen. He was thinking about the end of the journey, praise God, when He calls you unto Himself. Come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. Amen. Leave all those troubles behind. All the sins and the sorrows, praise God. The tears and the crying, leave them behind. Praise God. But we got to a place, we don't realize that God's a jealous God. Amen. He wants to help us, but He said if we draw nigh to Him, resist the devil, He'll flee from you. He said draw nigh to God, and He will. I like that word will. Amen. And He will draw nigh to you. What's that mean for the church today? It means, praise God, He'll be there when we need Him. Amen. This fellow told me the other day, he said, looks like the church is going down, preacher. Looks like the church is failing, preacher. Looks like the church ain't got a chance, preacher. I want to say, I don't know what God you serve. I don't know what Savior you got. But he said, praise God, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of the living God. Amen. We may get few and far between. Praise God, but praise the Lord. We got to just keep praising God, giving Him glory, going on toward heaven. Amen. Praise God with the help of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, it seems like nobody wants this. Well, we're not in a popularity contest. You know what's happened in the world? We think a church, we're in a popularity contest. We got to please everybody. Amen. No, we don't have to please everybody. We have to please the Lord. We have to do that's right in the eyes of a holy God. Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter number 6, the Lord speaks of it this way. In Luke chapter number 6 and verse number 22, He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. He said, we're going to come today. Hey, listen, you look around us today. These people that are trying to do away with God and godliness, they don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like the church. They don't like what the church stands for. But I'm glad, praise God, that there's a God of heaven. He said it'd be like that in the last days. He said, but listen, sir, you're not in a popularity contest. You're servants of the Most High. I said, you're servants of the Most High God. He said, just keep your eyes on the prize ahead and just keep pressing on for the cause of Christ. And said, praise God, you'll come out by. The Bible said in verse 23, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers undo the prophets. Amen. He said, praise God, just keep a lifting up the name of Jesus, keep praising His name, no matter what people say, no matter what people do, no matter how they alienate themselves from you, praise God, just stay on the course. Amen. If not, they'll drag you down to where they're at and destroy your testimony. But I'm glad, praise God, that we've got a promise from the Lord if we'd stay with Him. Amen. We need to give a warning shot across the bowels of America and our homes, our families, that God Almighty is still in charge. Bless His holy name. But what's happened because of this, the church has become weak. Amen. Church has become powerless. Church has become full of pride. Amen. They say, look how many we got. Seen a thing over there the other day, talking about church, and we got over 7,000 members. Glory to God. What a blessing. Amen. You got 7,000 members. They got the whole communities ought to be being saved. Amen. 7,000 members. But you know what's the problem? We've traded the power of God for programs. We've got programs all over the place. Churches is getting together with committees to come up with new programs. Amen. Now, I know we're supposed to, the Bible said, do everything decent in order. We ought to have some kind of a form of the way we do things. But I believe what we've done, we've programmed God out of our services. We've programmed God out of our worship. We put it on paper. This is what we do. We got to do this and this and this, and we can't get out of order anywhere, because if we do, it'll be after 12 o'clock and the Methodists will beat us to the restaurant. You life, it ain't funny. We're living in that day. Amen. We can't, if the Holy Ghost of God comes in, we can't, well, wait a minute, we can't have a Sister Susie jumping up and shouting and praising, giving God glory, because we ain't got, we're running on a schedule. I won't say, praise God, Stony Fork Independent Baptist Church, praise God, we run on a schedule and it's His. Amen. We come in, praise God, with prayer on our lips to praise and worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. It does the trick. It does the job. It gets it done. But God's a giving a warning shot. We need to humble ourselves. We need to repent so we can see God move again. We see Nebuchadnezzar, as he began to take the heed to warning of God. Amen. We'll find ourselves, if we ain't careful, in a judgment just like Nebuchadnezzar. He's like, preacher, he had a pretty rough spell there. Yeah, but God warned him. Amen. God sent him a warning. See, sent him Daniel to interpret the dream. You know, King Nebuchadnezzar, if you ever study him, he had everything he could ever want. I mean, he was almost like God. I mean, he had a kingdom. His kingdom was far-reaching. To the furthest realm of his kingdom, praise God, he had absolute authority. Could you imagine? I got to thinking about this. Could you imagine what it could have been like, Brother Jeff, if Nebuchadnezzar, praise God, would have given God all the glory? Amen. I mean, it could have been just like paradise on earth if he'd just give God all the glory. Daniel comes along and he warns Nebuchadnezzar. He said, listen, he shot across the bow, a warning shot. He said, hey, listen, this is a talking of a judgment from God. See, he had some problems. Had problems with power, had problems with pride, had problems with he made a proclamation. He said, listen, this thing was getting out of hand. He said, I had eye problems. But God took care of that. See, he had a beautiful palace, amen, to live in. And he ended up living in the fields. He had a glorious banquet hall where he'd take his meals. But he ended up grazing in the field like a cow. He had a glorious place to sleep. But he ended up sleeping under a tree. Amen. You say, why would he have to go through that? Because he didn't listen to the shot that was fired, the warning that God gave him. The Bible tells us, you say, well, preacher, sometimes, you know, God gives us a warning, but it don't come to pass. It will come to pass. I guarantee you. In Daniel chapter 4, verse 28, said, all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. Now watch this. I believe he had a little spell, maybe a little place of repentance in his life. Because the Bible says in verse 29, it says, at the end of 12 months, I got to think about this. The old boy must have done a pretty good job for about a year. Have you ever noticed a lot of church people, the Holy Ghost of God will deal with their heart, they'll come, they'll get in service, the Holy Ghost of God will deal with their heart, they'll come, they'll fall, and they'll weep, and they'll cry, they'll repent, they'll get up, they'll go, and for a little while they'll do pretty good. Amen. But then they forget who helped them in that situation. Nebuchadnezzar, I believe he done pretty good for a little while. And then he forgot who his help was. You say, preacher, what would have made a difference if he had just repented? Said, Lord, I'm nothing, God, but you're everything. I have nothing, Lord, but you hold it all. I give you glory. I give you the praise. I give you the majesty. But he didn't. Look what he says. He said, the king spake and said, in verse 30, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? You know what he did? He tried to take godliness upon himself. Amen. A warning shot across the bow. And you know what happened? They kicked him out of the palace. Amen. The Bible said that he was out there for 7 years, that the dew of the night would fall upon him, the rains, the storm. Amen. His hair grew down like eagle's wing and his claws like great talons. Amen. But God preserved him. You know, God always... ain't you glad God always gives a place of repentance? Amen. He said, you're going to be run off. Going to lose your kingdom. But it's going to still be intact. That great tree. Now he's talking about, that Daniel told him, said, Nebuchadnezzar, this is you. What God is showing you is that this is you. He said the tree grew and was strong. Talking about verse 11. Amen. And the height there reached unto heaven, and the sight there of the end of the earth, and all the leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the bowels thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. Amen. He said everybody was being satisfied. He said, preacher, what are you saying? I said, there's a warning shot going out across America to children of God today, to churches, that we need to be repenting and asking God to touch our lives, because our lives all touch somebody else's. Nebuchadnezzar had the opportunity to take care of his whole kingdom through the grace and blessings of God. But because of our problems, amen, God began to take that away. Pride and arrogance, amen, praise God, took the place of humility in his life. A reliance on the world, praise God, took place of the reliance on the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you see where we're at today? Amen. You say, preacher, what'll make a difference? Prayer, seeking God's face, seeking God's ways, recognizing the God of heaven. The Bible said God got his attention. Amen. In verse 34, the Bible says, and at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up. Now he's continuing his story because he got one to tell. He says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High. Notice that's capital H. That's God Almighty. And I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. He said, I'm glad there's a God that don't quit. Amen. Praise God. He gave God back the power in his life. And he closes with this in his life, in his statement. Verse 37, he said, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment. He said, everything he does is just, it's right. Amen. There's nothing God does that's wrong. You said, preacher, there's a lot of things you don't understand. You don't understand them, but God knows what it's about. Amen. And those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Notice how to fix that in our lives. He said, listen, youngins, don't get caught in pride. He said, whatever you do, he said, give God the glory. Amen. What he's doing today, Nebuchadnezzar, he praised God. He's giving us a warning shot across a shot across the bow, across your bow, your ship, your vessel. Amen. The direction you're going, that cannon booms, that projectile flies out, praise God, and it comes right across where we're living today, where you're living. And God Almighty, he says, listen, so there's a way that seemeth right to a man. But he said, praise God, there is a way that's right before God. And he said, we need to be seeking that way. You say, how do you do it? By finding God. By seeking God. By staying with the Lord. By trusting His Word. Because He's given us a warning shot today. This COVID-19, all this stuff that's happened in the world, it's just a warning shot. Amen? It's a warning shot. God's trying to get our attention. He said, listen, young, it's just time we begin to pray. He said, if my people, which are called my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Amen.